This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on finding local solutions for the global problems. The Prime Minister today chaired the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister asked to identify those obstacles which are hindering the path of the research ecosystem and take steps to remove these problems. He said research should focus on finding new solutions to existing problems. The Prime Minister stressed upon the need for scientific monitoring of utilization of resources for research and innovation. He said the scientific community should have faith that there will be no dearth of resources for their endeavors. Indian Navy civilian entrance test, which was scheduled to commence today, has been cancelled due to unforeseen technical and administrative reasons. The Indian Navy in a statement has said that the online exam for the recruitment of various Group B, N, G and Group C posts was to be conducted on pan-India basis till the 14th of this month. The exam will be rescheduled at a later date. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described cyber security as an integral part of national security, saying the centre's plan to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cyber crime. He stated this today while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi. Mr. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cyber security. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace as cyber crime has no boundary. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the country is witnessing significant growth in sales of electric vehicles and it is expected to touch 1 crore annual sales figure by the year 2030. He said growth in sales of electric vehicles will generate 5 crore jobs. While addressing the 64th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari informed that nearly 30 lakh EVs are registered in the country. He said 45% growth in sales of EV four-wheelers and 56% in EV two-wheelers have been witnessed in the financial year 2023-24. BJP today released the list of 21 candidates for the ensuing Haryana Assembly polls. The party has pitted Captain Yogesh Bairagi against Olympian Vinesh Fogat from Julana Assembly seat. Krishna Ghelawat will contest from Rai seat. Bimla Chaudhary will fight from Patodi and Pradeep Sangwan from Barodra Assembly seat. Naseem Ahmed has been fielded from Firozpur, Jhirika, and Eraz Khan is the party candidate from Punhana Assembly seat. Earlier, party had released a list of 67 candidates. Russian air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 144 Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, overnight across 9 regions, including the capital Moscow. The Russian Defense Ministry today reported that the UAVs were part of the large-scale attack by the Ukrainian military on Russian targets. The statement said 9 of the drowned drones targeted Moscow and the Moscow region. Russian authorities said at least one person was killed near Moscow. 3 of Moscow's 4 airports were closed for more than 6 hours and almost 50 flights were diverted. The drone's shot down resulted in a fire in a Moscow refinery and at a power plant in the Tever region of neighboring Moscow. The Mysore Akashvani radio station in Karnataka is celebrating its 90th anniversary today. On September 10, 1935, Radio Mysore was born as India's first private radio broadcaster. The professor of psychology in the Maharaja's College, Dr. M. V. Gopalaswamy, set up the 30 watts transmitter at his residence. The radio station was launched with the performance of legendary Carnatic musician and composer Mysore Vasudev Charya, accompanied by H. V. Rama Rao on violin and Venkatesh Devar on the mridangam. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh today. The IMD added that very heavy rainfall will prevail over West Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Odisha and East Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.